Welcome to Parak Lama Gimel of Sefer Yov. Here Eliyahu is presenting himself almost as Hashem's representative. Right, why? He's saying that, look, Hashem would be too terrifying for man. You're not going to be able to debate Hashem. I'm going to be his representative. Rashi says that in Pasuk Vav. Eliyahu senses Eov. He says, why are you wishing to contend with Hashem anyway? Right? In other words, you're going to debate with Hashem like you debate with a friend, a colleague, you know, even if Eov is righteous. But ultimate justice lies with Hashem. You can't outsmart Hashem. Because Hashem treats us according to our limited physical states. He doesn't expect more than us, than we can possibly, you know, do. He doesn't give us tests that are beyond us. Therefore, Hashem can't punish us for anything out of our control. When Hashem does punish a person, it's still not too late to repent. You can still do that. Hashem will always try to deal with us in a way that benefits us. You know, even if it's difficult, even if it's hard, there's long-term benefit. And if it's possible to judge them favorably, Hashem will do so. Then that person will repent for their sins through tefillah, will correct their crimes against other people as well, and will thank Hashem for saving them from the cusp of death. In other words, in a nutshell, what Eliyahu is saying is that Hashem gives people many opportunities to repent, to be pardoned of their sins, and you've got to take advantage of that, Eov. Right, you're being given opportunity to cleanse all your sins here. He says to Eov, you know, your complaint that Hashem doesn't communicate to people they've sinned isn't true. Hashem speaks to people through dreams, through rebuking people, awakening them to repent, and by performing acts of kindness with them constantly. There's a conversation going on between you and Hashem. But there's a dialogue, there's a relationship there. Don't be so blind as to ignore it, says Eliyahu to Eov.